أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وإنه خير الناصر ومعين. Today is 26 April 2011 and we are starting زيارت جامع تفسير of زيارت جامع session number 20 and عقل number 15. So we start with ziyarat nahiye and we will continue after that inshallah.
Assalamu ala adam sifwatillahi min khaliqati. Assalamu ala shayfin waliillahi wa khiyarati. السلام على إدريس القائم لله بحجته السلام على نوح المجاب في دعوته السلام على هود الممدود من الله بمعونته السلام على صالح الذي توجه الله بكرامته السلام على إبراهيم الذي حباه الله بخلته السلام على إسماعيل الذي فداه الله بذبح عظيم من جنته السلام على إسحاق الذي جعل الله النبوة في ذريته السلام على يعقوب الذي رد الله عليه بصره برحمته السلام على يوسف الذي نجاه الله من الجب بعظمته السلام على موسى الذي فلق الله البحر له بقدرته السلام على هارون الذي خصه الله بنبوته السلام على شعيب الذي نصره الله على أمته السلام على داود الذي تاب الله عليه من خطيئته السلام على سليمان الذي ذلت له الجن بعزته السلام على أيوب الذي شفاه الله من علته السلام على يونس الذي أنجز الله له مضمون عدته السلام على عزير الذي أحياه الله بعد ميتته السلام على زكريا الصابر في محنته السلام على يحيى الذي أسلفه الله بشهادته السلام على عيسى روح الله وكلمته السلام على محمد حبيب الله وصفوته السلام على أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب المخصوص بأخوته السلام على فاطمة الزهراء ابنته السلام على أبي محمد الحسن وصي أبيه وخليفته السلام على الحسين الذي سمعت نفسه بمهجته السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته السلام على من الأئمة من ذرية حجتي السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا السلام على المرمل بالدماء السلام على المهدوك الخباء السلام على خامس أصحاب الكساء السلام على غريبي الغرباء السلام على شهيدي الشهداء السلام على قتيلي الأدعياء السلام على ساكن كربلاء السلام على من بكته ملائكة السماء السلام على من ذريته الأزكياء السلام على يعشو بالدين السلام على منازل البراهين السلام على الأئمة السادة السلام على الجيوب المبرجات السلام على الشفاهين السلام على النفوس المصطلمات السلام على الأرواح المختلسات السلام على الأجساد العاريات السلام على الجسوم الشاحبات السلام على الدماء السائلات السلام على الأعضاء المقطعات السلام على الرؤوس المشالات السلام على النسوة البارزات السلام على حجة رب العالمين السلام عليك وعلى آبائك الطاهرين السلام عليك وعلى أبنائك المستشهدين السلام عليك وعلى ذريتك الناصرين السلام عليك وعلى الملائكة المضاجعين السلام على القتيل المظلوم السلام على أخي المسموم السلام على علي الكبير السلام على الرضيع الصغير السلام على الأبدان السليبة السلام على العترة القريبة السلام على المجدلين في الفلوات السلام على النازعين عن الأوطان السلام على المدفونين بلا أكفان السلام على الرؤوس المفرقة عن الأبدان السلام على المحتسب الصابر السلام على المظلوم بلا ناصر السلام على ساكن التربة الزاكية السلام على صاحب القبة السامية السلام الجليل السلام على من افتخر به جبرائيل السلام على من نابعه في المهد ميكائيل.
We continue our discussion about the topic of aql or intellect, and I hope is are you ready, Ali Agha? Shall we continue? Wave hand. Okay, and before I continue the topic, I just want to mention. In response to Masume's email requesting for some work for pre-Rajab or pre-RSR period, and I want to say about the email I sent, that email is not meant and cannot be anything like an exhaustive list of the things that one can do to prepare for Rajab. They were just few items that I thought they are not very big in terms of how much time they take, but they have a very, very big effect. But nevertheless, I know a lot of you do a lot more than that. So, you know, people do fastings, people recite Quran. That is whatever you want to do. These little things I said is meant to have a special effect. So that is that, and I hope I'm going to go away and I put a seal on what I spoke about idrak, and I'm hoping that everyone has understood what idrak was when we spoke about the different facets of idrak or understanding or whatever you want to call it, perception. And if you have not, then please go back and do listen to them again. That was a very important topic that had a lot to do with understanding of Qiyamah and how we live with our own amal. What I want to go today to, I want to go to issue of continue with the aql itself, and I start with the hadith from. Must be from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, but it is in Baharul Anwar. It's very beautiful hadith. It very clearly, if it's understood, very clearly shows the relationship of aql kull or universal aql with the aql of human beings like us. I mean, or aql juz'i. The hadith starts like this: Inna Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi وسلم سئل مما خلق الله عز وجل العقل. Indeed, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about what did Allah create aql from? مما خلق الله عز وجل العقل. What did He create the aql of or from? And then He says, قال. Prophet sallallahu is answering, خَلَقَهُ مَلَكٌ لَهُ رُؤُوسٌ بِعَدَدِ الْخَلَائِقِ مَنْ خُلِقَ وَمَنْ يُخْلَقُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلِكُلَّ رَأْسٍ وَجْهٌ وَلِكُلَّ آدَمِيٌ رَأْسٌ مِنْ رُؤُوسِ الْعَقْلِ. The meaning of it is, the reality of the intellect or aql is created by an angel, and that angel who has created the reality of aql has got many, many heads. That angel does not have like just one head like me and you. That angel has got many, many heads. How many heads does he have? The angel has got as many heads equal to the number of people of the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the number of the head of that angel, which Aql is created of, is equal to the number of all the human beings from the day one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them to the last one which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create in years ahead. And I go back to the Arabic side of it again. It says, خلقه ملك له رؤوس بعدد الخلائق من خلق ومن خلق الى يوم القيامه ولكل راس وجه ولكل ادمي راس من رؤوس العقل. So واسم ذلك الانسان على وجه ذلك راس مكتوب. Then Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continues, he says that those, as I said, those that angel has got the number of heads as per the number of human beings. All of them who have been created and all those that will be created until the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each of the heads of this angel, Allah has created a face. That face is referring to insan. And for each of those human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created one of the heads of that aql, of angel of aql. So basically, what it is explaining here, it says that every human being which is created, he is one of the heads of that angel. The aql of that human being is one of the heads of that angel. So there is an angel with a lot of millions and billions of heads, and each head of that angel is the intellect of every human being. I don't know if you grasp the whole thing, what I said. If you do, please wave your hands. If not, don't. Okay, so this is an online session for those who might wonder why I'm asking you guys waving your hand, because if they don't know, and they might say, think why I am sitting in front of you, but I asked you to wave your hand, that might look a bit weird. So anyway, because we are all away and I'm seeing you in the webcam, that's why I want you to wave your hands when I say so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for every head of that angel, there is an intellect in one human being. So, and for those human beings that who are not created yet, so they are yet to be created, the hadith says, وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ وَجْهٍ سَتْرٌ مُلَقَّا لَا يُكْشَفُ ذَلِكَ سَتْرٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ ذلك الوجه حتى يولد هذا المولود ويبلغ حتى الرجال او حتى النساء. So for those people who are not created yet, have not come to this worldly life, Allah has put a hijab or a curtain or a veil on the head of that aql, or on the head of that angel, which is the aql of that human being. When that person is born, when that person is born and he reaches to the age of puberty or buluq, that is when that curtain or veil is being taken away from the head of that angel. فَإِذَا بَلَغَ كُشِفَ ذَلِكَ السَّتْرُ فَيَغَوْ فِي قَلْبَ هَذَا الْإِنسَانُ نُورٌ فَيَفْهَمُ فَرِيزَةُ وَسُنَّةُ وَالْجَيَّدُ وَالْرَدِّيَّةُ. So when that human being is born, as I said, before he is born, there is a veil
on the head of that angel, that head which belongs, which is to be the intellect of this person, there is a veil on it, and it's covered, and it cannot be seen. Once that person is born, and he's grown to the age of puberty and bulugh, and at that age, that veil will be removed and be taken away, and that also a light and nur will be turned on the heart of that person, and that light in the heart of that person, that light is the aql of that person, and by that light or with that light, he is able to realize and understand good from bad. He is able to realize what is he supposed to do and what is he not supposed to do. And Prophet sallallahu says, "Ala wa masalu al-aql fi al-qalb kamasal al-saraj fi wasat al-bayt." Prophet sallallahu says, "The example of that aql, that intellect in the heart of that person, is the example of a light, a lantern in the middle of a room. So the heart is the room, and the aql is that lantern or that light in the middle of it." So basically, as you see, it is saying here, this hadith is really, though it looks very simple, it is simple, but there is a lot of depths in the meaning of that. So although I have not explained a lot, and I have not opened the issue of aql kull, I have only briefly touched upon the notion of aql kull. But inshallah, we will continue with one or two sessions about aql kull. So this hadith is clearly referring to that state of aql kull. Aql kull, if you remember, or if I have said it, I can't remember. But however, I do repeat it if it's for the second time, that in ghaus nuzul, in descending arc, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being manifested by lower awalim and by lower creatures of him, it comes in the descending arc, it comes one of the ta'ayyunat, one of the manifestations of haqiqat Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called aql kull. So aql kull or universal intellect is one of ta'ayyunat, one of mazahir, one of manifestations of haqiqat Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have just jumped from everything from the top. In our explanation, I did not explain what is the relationship of the haqiqat Muhammadiyya to Zat Ahadi, and I just jumped over and said the manifestation, one of the manifestations of haqiqat Muhammadiyya is universal intellect or aql kull. And that, if you notice, this hadith clearly says what it says. It's resembling and is showing the relationship of universal intellect with individual intellect of us. As we all have a line or a luminous link of between us and that universal aql or universal intellect. Because we have aql juz'i, we are aql juz'i, and that is aql kulli. Aql juz'i is those head that this angel has. If you notice what is explained about this angel's head, which is our aql, so those heads of that angel are manifesting or are aql juz'i of that universal intellect. So that universal intellect, which was portrayed in the hadith as that angel with so many, many thousands and millions of, and billions of head, in totality of that is universal aql. And every head of that aql, or every head of that angel, which is me, you, Sajid, Masume, Ali, Arefe, anyone who objects to have the aql, please raise your hand, I see that. So all of us are, each one of us, each individual, is one aql-e juz'i and is one of the heads. I mean, our aql is one of the heads of that angel. What is the relationship? So I don't go into the hadith itself. I just wanted to give this hadith gives a picture of aql-e kull, and we can with that picture that I just read and explained and translated, it depicts for us the relationship of that universal aql and the uqul-e juz'i or individual intellects of the different individuals on the earth. But going to the issue of intellect itself that we have learned in the first 6, 7, or 8 sessions, we spoke about aql-e fa'al and we spoke about uqul-e ashari and all those things. But we came then to the starting point of aql-e kulli or universal aql, and then we said that very aql which has got all the ta'ayyunat in it, which has got all the kamalat, perfections that exist in the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does exist in that aql. Any kamal, let's explain a little bit of kamalat and fi'liyat or actualities. Because when we are talking about kamalat, we are not talking about potential kamal, potential perfection. We are talking about actual perfection. Why? Because potentialities are still in the realm of relative Adam and non-existence. So non-existence is not what we are talking about. We are talking about those who have come to the realm of existence and actuality. And I refer you back, these are where you have to refresh your mind with. I refer you back to how kalimat-e wujudi or existential words were written by aql. You all remember that? No, you don't remember? Yes. Remember that kalimat-e wujudi, existential words, were written by intellect or aql-e fa'al on where? Where are they written? They are writing it on the soul of other mawjudat or other existences. By bringing them out of potentiality and reaching them to the actuality, that is how kalimat-e wujudi are written. So I want you to notice, pay a good attention that these, when for instance, when you look at, just look at a seed and the tree, seed and the plant, and when from the seed, from the non-existential side of the seed, which is the potential side of the seed, non-existential relatively, right? I have to repeat so that in one of the very secluded occasions you do not hear this word and you think I'm talking about a real Adam. There is no Adam as such. So that potentiality which is relative Adam is being taken out from the potentiality of the seed, is being taken out by aql-e fa'al or intellect, active intellect, is bringing it out to those leaves, stems, branches, flowers, fruits or whatever. Those things are existential, they are wujudi. Okay? When we say they are wujudi, you have to think about the wujud of them because they have mahiyat as well. Please notice this, we are not talking about, because While, because wujud, see, there is so much interrelationship and interconnectivity between wujud and mahiyat. Sorry that I'm sometimes pausing. I have to take some warm water because my throat is sort of scratched and I can't talk properly. So, when you think about any of this wujud, just take the example of a plant that has come to outside wujud from potentiality. When I'm referring to this, I am referring not only to the leaf itself, to the wujud of the leaf, not to the mahiyat of the leaf. Mahiyat of the leaf is that limitations and ta'ayyunat. But think of the wujud of it. I know if you have not done that in the past, it is not easy to know it, to know right now what I'm talking about. If you have not practiced in your mind to be able to hold separately wujud from the mahiyat, you can't do it now. You need to have exercised that. When you look at an object, you have to be able to hold away intellectually in your mind wujud and existence of that plant and that particular leaf of the plant from the mahiyat and quiddity and limitations of that tree. So just think of that wujud. So that wujud, which has come to an existential realm, to the realm of existence, that is perfection and kamal and actuality that we are talking about, that does exist in the universal aql, in the universal intellect. So do not take it. See, it's difficult. Do not take it that when we say it has got all the actualities, that it is full of, you remember or you visualize a big, big, huge, pool or sea or whatever, and it's full of all these plants and full of all these animals and human beings and whatever which there has, it has got any actuality, or even angels. So we are talking about not the mahiyat of them, but the wujud of that particular object, because wujud of that particular object is what is meant in this discussion. Do I make sense? I don't think so. From the smile of Sajid, I realize that I have not presented the case properly yet. So, universal intellect is containing and in it, in a universal state, not in an individual state. In a universal state, has got all the actualities that of the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Actualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can imagine from higher awalim, all the angels, the reality and haqiqat of them are in the universal intellect. When it comes to human being, all the actualities of all the human beings existing and would be existing as well, they're all in universal intellect. And all the actualities of all the animals, same again, they do all exist. And all actualities and existence of plants and matters or everything is in that state of universality in the universal intellect. That universal intellect that we are talking about, it is in Qaws-e-Nuzul, in descending arc. It is in Qaws-e-Nuzul, and it is Basit. Basit means, if you translate, look for a word, an English word for it, you can even come across the word simple. But it's not, even if that's referred to as simple, it is not meant simple like an easy thing. It only means that it's indivisible. It is indivisible. You cannot divide things in that state. I think, and I'm almost sure I have explained what is the status of basit. Basatat is when so many things are living in a state of universality and there is no individuity. There is no individuality or tashakhus for that object in that. And the example I have always given you is the example of the trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree holds in the universal state all those leaves and branches which is supposed and flowers which is meant to come in the future, to grow out in the future from this trunk. But before they have come out, they are in the state of universality, and that is what it is called basit. Is you cannot divide it. If you divide that trunk, you still get pieces of trunk. You do not get all those leaves and branches and flowers and buds inside that trunk. So that is basatat. And if you remember, we also spoke about this aql kull, universal aql. When it is in an state of involving or looking after or managing and looking down to the lower awalim, it is called, do you remember what was it called? Of course, I don't have your voice, even if you say it, I won't know. It is called nafs-e-kul, universal soul. So it is nafs-e-kul or universal soul when it is looking down. Looking down, of course, it does not have an eye to look down. When I say it is looking down, that means it is looking after or giving perfection to lower awalim. That is called nafs-e-kul. Do you remember this much? I think I have spoken about, except that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I had spoken about about universal intellect. And we said that the relationship of individual intellects is the relationship of juz'i versus kulli. So we are juz'i and universal aql is kulli. Aql of arifah is juz'i and universal aql is kulli. Aql of sajid is juz'i and is a juz and a branch and a lower manifestation maybe of that universal aql. And when it comes to nafs-e-kul, the same thing. Nafs-e-kul is the universal nafs, which is nafs-e-kul, has got like very similar. Do you remember the hadith I just read about the angel and all those heads on it, and each head being aql of one person? So just the notion, because there is not such hadith about nafs-e-kul. I'm just using that as an example to explain how aql or nafs-e juz'i is related to nafs-e kulli as well. So we are individual nufus or nafs or soul which are related to universal soul. So each of us are a branch, if you like, a branch of nafs-e kull. I hope this much of knowing, so wrapping up, knowing of in descending arc or Ghousus Nuzul, there is universal aql or universal intellect being a manifestation of Haqiqat Muhammadiyyah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and that universal intellect has got such relationship with Uqul Juz'i, which is my aql, your aql, his aql, her aql. And that aql, universal intellect, when is looking down, to lower awalim is nafs kulli or universal soul, and our soul of me and you and her and other people are nufus juz'i or universal or individual souls of us. So I don't want to tell more than this today, because for several reasons. One is I want to make sure, because I was not happy with the idrak, because almost except 2%, no one else wrote anything about idrak. So I really am in a state that I don't know what has happened. Well, I mean, what you have understood from idrak. So I want to be quite slow on this. Second thing is my throat is really very itchy and I cannot talk. I have to drink all the time water, and I feel irritated. My throat is irritated. And also here is 11:30 at night, and I know you are just starting the day, and I let you guys go and have your breakfast with barbari, which Ali Agha I'm sure has prepared for you, and cheese. So if Ali Agha, if you can bring back your voice, so that if there is anything that you want to tell me, that I can hear you. But we finish today's session at here, and I bar Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat. Sallallahu Muhammad wa al Muhammad.